we bow our heads as we pray to the author and the finisher of our life, our Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah, the I am that I am, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the song of Zion, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, because the prophet told us, say, God is in the music, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the deliverance that been wrought. Father, we bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your son, the song leader you have used. We pray, Lord, that you replenish back, O Lord. You, God, you prepare him for the service in the name of Jesus. That more can be offered in their ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. O Lord, we have come for the evening sacrifice, O Lord. Say, in the evening time, Lord, he said, there shall be light, O Lord. Heavenly Father, this evening, Lord Jesus, let there be a miracle, Lord. Because wherever two or three gather in your name, O Lord, O God, you come, O God, you don't just come like an onlooker, O God. You have come to express who you are. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we know your presence is here. We pray, O God, tonight, may you walk in the midst of thy people, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as I yielded myself unto you this evening, that you speak through me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah God. Commit the reading of God's word to your hands. We ask your blessing upon it, O Lord. Thank you, King of glory, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of our God. Let's quickly turn our Bible to St. John, chapter 11. St. John, chapter 11. Verse 18. 11, verse 18. All right. We read to 28 and can have our seats. All right. Immediately I read to from verse 18. Once I read to 23, you can have your seat. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You can have your seat. I said that in the morning, but some, so we are not in the spirit. Hallelujah. So that's why I don't want to bother anybody. So let us be in the symphony. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now Bethlehem was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlong off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, hallelujah, I got an inspiration there. Amen. Even now, whatsoever will ask of God, God will give it to thee. You can have a seat. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. That believeth he with death, or ever liveth, and believeth in me shall not die. Believeth thou this? She said unto her, yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. The last part. And when she had, she went away and called Mary, our sister, secretly, saying, "The master is come, and called for thee." May the Lord add blessings to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Blessed be the name of our God. Oh, praise God. I want to appreciate the pastor. God bless you, sir. Another servant of God. Shalom to your soul in the name of Jesus. I salute the deacons too. Hallelujah. Hey, I love that. Amen. When the deacons are doing what they're supposed to do. Hallelujah. I have served in that capacity. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is a reward for that. Amen. They are standing on their post of duty. The prophet said in the church order, he said, "This you are not doing it for Brother Nizel, but you are doing it for God. And that God is going to pay your reward of your steward." Hallelujah. There is a blessing that's awaits you. Amen. And God bless the trusty too. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Shalom to your soul. And all the officers. Treasurers. God bless you. So that you not feel like, what is happening now? You know, devil is very tricky. The brother may not know. The pastor may not know. You see, it's those people, they are just... You just paint a picture to debar you of your blessings. It happens. Hallelujah. Imagine a sister was just talking to me something, and I don't know, it's not, you know, it's... And when I come to the pulpit, it's part of what I'm going to preach. Look at it. So we just talk as I just... How will I do it? When I got to that junction, I said, "Sister, I don't mean that. Because Satan may don't want to use that advantage for you. But I've prepared this. I've got to say it." So I have withdrawn him out of that sister for whatever the devil wants to govern of our blessing to be set loose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How we need to walk by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Spirit of God, the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Now from where we have, I want to appreciate the pastor's wife too. I appreciate them food. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, when I've used them food, the prophet said that's Kentucky English. Hallelujah. Yes, and we love King James Passion. Hallelujah. Not new King James Passion. When you read them quotes, the prophet advises us to use King James Passion. Because new King James Passion, they have been watered. He said, this King James Passion is very close to what happened in the Easter. We have different fashions. So he employs us. He admonishes us to use what King James fashion. Then we appreciate it. Because there's some certain things, hallelujah, that is synonymous where the Bible is, you know, is being written. It's not from this Western education. Hallelujah. So may the Lord be of our help. So he admonishes us to do that. He's abandoning the coat. Thank God we have tap. We have everything. So you can. Hallelujah. And we study for our people. Hallelujah. The prophet said that in the message, "How can I overcome?" He said the ministers study for their people. So they are the custodian of God's word. So that to help the heritage of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now from where we have read this evening, the prophet preached a message there, a lot. But I want to pick this one. Alright. Then Jesus came and called. Then Jesus came and called. My subject there is even now, Lord. Even now. Not tomorrow. Present tense. What
happening. That is what our God can do. That is why we call it, he's a miracle worker. Hallelujah. A miracle is something that happens instantly. It's not something that takes time. It's something that takes at that moment. That is what God can do. That is why he's God. Amen. From where, from that story, it was a story when Jesus Christ, maybe after he had left Joseph, and maybe after Joseph had died, so he got to this friend's house in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem, not Bethlehem. So, and he got there, he had this good friend called Lazarus. And the Mary and the Martha, they are good friends unto they accommodate Jesus Christ. Because knowing fully well, it is the vindication of for the hour. They know him to be the message of the hour. Hallelujah. That the time of God, sacrificial lamb has passed over. Has gone. He has come to vindicate that. So therefore, we have to put that aside. Hallelujah. And take the new order. And take the new message of the hour. The message of your day. Because all this message, hallelujah, they have gotten an allocation of what? Dispensations. This Bible has gotten a lot of dispensations. A lot of ages. But there is a particular that is appointed for each age. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that time, this spiritual lamb needs to be put away. Of getting lamb and so forth. And this man called Lazarus, he was a scribe. He was a scribe that is writing the scriptures and things like that, learning of that in the temple. Because he comes from the lineage of the Levites. So he does not have time to be, God, to be moving from one place to the other. He has consecrated himself for the service of the king. That is why when the servant of God is being called, oh hallelujah, and the calling is being tested, hallelujah, and is being ordained, hallelujah, he must know the ground is standing. Hallelujah. He must know what he's venturing into. If truly he has got the calling of God, because what is going to be challenged upon it? Any calling. Whatever. Hallelujah. The prophet says, the devil has a legal right to prove, to test your that grant that you claim you possess. Amen. You are going to be tested. You are going to be proved. And you go back to your calling. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And that time is happening, is solidifying you. Hallelujah. That you know where you are standing. No matter what storm, no matter what comes, you know where you are standing. That truly you have this call of God upon your life. Because a lot will be sent. Hallelujah. I said a lot will be sent. But this man called Lazarus, he has gotten his calling. He was coming from that ago. Great and great was Levite. He knows his calling. So he knows he has to study. That's why a servant of God must study to show himself approved. He must know what he's talking about. Hallelujah. So when say you have a car, somebody says I have a car, and you are just coming, is it because you want to live for you? You want them to, it is sheep. No, I don't expect that for us in this age. Hallelujah. So, when God is still calling, it's not stopping your own time. Don't say this one are just coming. What is wrong with that? What is that? No, are you God? You are making it to be God. That shows that your quality needs to be proved. Need to be questioned. Because when you utter some certain things, you have to study too. Because when you are saying it, the word of God, hallelujah, word of God is being written in our hearts. Hallelujah. So you will look at it. It be coming. It be floating. What is this? It is not dovetail. No connection. You just place it. It's just one of those things. Hallelujah. It is so cheap on the pulpit of Malachi. It's so cheap. It's more than that. It's more than that. That become a minister, you want people to be kneeling for you. That's cheap. It's cheap. It's more than that. Hallelujah. I said it's more than that. It's more than money. I'm telling you the fact. It's more than money. If money has called you, you better question your calling. Hallelujah. Amen. We have gotten a vocation. You must have the job you are doing. Yes. You know when you see some people talking just that was anything you don't count. But preaching of God's word correct, you go. The word of God correct every error. Yes, sir. But this man, he has gotten his calling. He knows his calling. So he cannot be moving around with anybody. So therefore, he got to the word temple and be learning the scroll. So, and the father is coming from, the man was coming from a lineage of priesthood. Which he was what? Levites. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this guy was studying that. And he's using that for living. He also did that for the living. He who walk on the altar must eat from the altar. Yes, sorry. But not because of money. Hallelujah. Let us divide it. Hallelujah. So that was what he was living by. He got there in the morning. So he's learning that. And he comes when he met with Jesus. Because, oh God, he has added by that. He has studied the scroll. And he found out that, oh God, God is going to raise a prophet like man that is going to be a son of God. And when he came, Jesus Christ, oh man, he was looking at their traditions. He said, what are you talking about? Oh man, don't mind this man. Oh man, don't follow him. And this man was convinced. When you are convinced, you will surely be concerned. He was convinced that this man, with not though we are told that, oh God, requirement of sacrifice of lamb. Killing of the lamb. That was the requirement. But he has come in the volume of the book to come and fulfill it. Because what? It was a shadow of good thing to come. So when he came, this man, because he's part of God, he was able to do what? To recognize him. Where you are getting your mega name? He said, no, I am pulling out. And in such day, we have Pharisees and Sadducees. These are the two people. And once you go out of there, they excommunicate you. You are not part of us. So they put you aside. And this was his position that this Lazarus find himself. He said, you too you are part of this fanatics. You are following this Jesus. Don't you act that he came to the temple. Look at his own, the fruit of the spirit. How can he? You know that businessman don't have time to rear a lamp. So therefore we get a place, a shopping mall in the temple, so that they can be selling what lamb for purpose of sacrifice. Hallelujah. But the time has come to abolish that, to do away with that. Because Jesus Christ was the finication of the hour. So we don't need that no more. Our salvation alarm has come. We need to recognize it. Thank be to God that we have recognized the message of our day. It is our salvation alarm with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the prophet told us in the message, the anointed one at the end, he said, oh God, he said, I am not the man. I am only close to him. Therefore, don't call me a divine healer. He is the healer. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He said, I am the only one very close to him. And that is why when the prophet will say anything, he said, I am waiting on him. Hallelujah. That is why in that time, the pillar of fire, you can see it leading them in the time of fatherhood as a father. But when Jesus Christ was manifested, no pillar of fire. Yes, and because it was the Logos. No pillar of fire. But in the absence of Jesus, we have the pillar of fire. And the pillar of fire is in our midst. That is what makes us to know that the message of this hour is the vindication. Because we saw it then and it's totally today. I don't doubt it. Are you doubting it? So, let your mind be fixed on it. And supernatural will take place in your life. Oh, this man saw that. And Jesus Christ came. What is all this? I know myself. I have come to fulfill this. I don't want to see this. Oh, and he came. That day, where they are putting money, changer, and everything, he robbed God. He get the rope. Oh, hallelujah. He wiped them away. Go out. He said, my father's house shall be called the house of. You are not doing buying and selling here. Hallelujah. We do that outside. This place is dedicated. Consecrated for no person but Jesus Christ. It's the halo. Hallelujah. This place is consecrated. And Jesus Christ is here. He said, where two or three gather in his name. Said, there I will be. It's in our midst. And this man recognized that. And the priest was telling him, the great rabbis. Oh, what happened to you? Have you forgotten? We are the old time priests. Oh God, I join your father and mother together. Don't you know? We have been kind to you people. Is it what you are going to use to pay? This is not a matter of soul salvation. I cannot exchange it for nothing. Don't get something. Hallelujah. Not a matter of soul salvation. I cannot exchange for nothing. Hallelujah. Because my soul is precious to me. I want to reign with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And what happened? He said, oh, why? What is all this? Man. And he went. Is that the kind of person that you want to follow? And oh, when the money, when your mother is looking for money, and your parents, we loan their money. We have been an old kind priest. We have stood by your family. What happened to you? They are doing countdown. They are running the profile. They are running the record of what they have done. In just when your family, your father, they are almost divorced. It is we old time priests that come and stood in the gap to bring them back together. And you, we have been helping you. And now you say you want to follow this, oh God, this fanatic Jesus. We do not have a membership. We do not have qualifications. But he has a qualification. And what that qualification is, what the word has written of him. Who said that? That John the Baptist. He said there is one that is, he said, I am sent as a forerunner of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when he comes, he is a person that I cannot even lose his riches. But when you see him, that the angel, that the dove is ascending like spirit, and whatever that dove touch come upon, he said he is that person. And on that day, oh God, when God wants to do anything, brother and sister, he doesn't do it in a secret place. He does it openly. It must be an attraction on the mountain. Attraction at the river Jordan that day. Because our God don't do secret things. He do our open things that everybody will see and we marvel that this is nothing but God on the sea. And they saw the dove descending, and the voice said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Is that what? Yeah. That is the scriptural vindication. So I don't want anything again. I have seen it. So therefore, I am going with Jesus. Whatever you say, I am going with Jesus. I am married with Jesus. I am now missing Jesus. He has a qualification. But they are looking at their own thought qualifications. So for you to see God, you will see him in his word of your day. Hallelujah. And this man, he gets the direction of his life. Oh God, he said, sickness set him in this family. And they have been kind to Jesus. But Jesus Christ cannot do anything until what the Father says to him. Hallelujah. He walked by God. He walked what the Spirit said. He being led by the Spirit of God. And Ephesians wrote that time has come. I must move. I must go away. Because the Father has shown him what? Fisher. That is why he must have fisher. Don't be fisherless. Have fisher. When you don't have fisher, you walk aimlessly. Anything that just comes your way, you just grab it. Just grab back. I'm going to be relevant. You must have fission. Hallelujah. Have fission. Jesus Christ has gotten fission from the Father. It is high time I need to leave. And he went on his way. And he go. And sickness of God struck the earth. And the other said, "You see, where is your pastor? Where is your pastor that have been taking good care of you? You have been taking good care of them. And because of you, you see, you are excommunicated. Who is going to help you now? You cannot go and meet old time priest again. You see, look at your life. They are suffering." Hallelujah. Book of Psalms says that, Psalm 1. Don't sit in the sin of what? Conceit. They are suffering. You see, look at you now. I didn't mean you are in our group. I would have helped you. You see now, can I help you? There is a barricade. A Christian don't give barricades. Because it's a love of fear. By our attitude, we win others. But because it's man-made idea, they normally have barricades. They always have organizations. That's why the prophet said in the message, the start of prophet man, he said, "I am not coming here to build an organization. I have come here to build an individual." I am for Paul and for Apollo. That is what the Spirit of God. I don't want that spirit in my life. I want this of God. That my attitude will influence somebody. Even somebody that I want to go, my attitude to him will bring him back. That say, "Oh God, come on. I think something is wrong with you. I need to come back." Look at the attitude. Ordinarily, they're supposed not to greet you. I'm still friendly with you. Bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? How are you? You are still going to fast. Am I going to take this? You'll be surprised. To me, you are doing this kind. What do you do? You are, oh God, you are emaciating, displaying the spirit of Christ that is in you. It's coming forth. Hallelujah. But these people, they have a barricade. Because it's man-made idea. And any man-made idea does not have, oh God, does not have water. Yes, it cannot stand the test of time. Every man idea that anybody want to make, or you do want to make, God has been broke. God. Anytime they do that, God break it. He has been breaking it. And we continue to break it to the coming of the Lord. Yeah, it will be. But this one cannot be organized. Disorganized. It cannot what? Organize. The message of the hour cannot what? Organize. You can only organize yourself. Man made the idea. And he told them, he said, come on. You see, we cannot help you. Your master has gone now. You see, what can you do? And oh God, they call for the master. Master, come back home. We know when you come here, situation will change. But as they told Jesus, Jesus went further. Because in the vision, Lazarus must die. The vision must be in order for the fulfillment. Everything must take its shape. Hallelujah. For God to come on the scene. That is why, brother and sister, in whatever you are passing through, it's a vision that is passing your life for God to manifest himself. It was a trial testing time. Trial time for Mary and Martha. Somebody that is over, that is financial, that is the breadwinner at all, has died. When they told Jesus, and that is why the prophet said, there is many lessons that we need to learn. Amen. Jesus left. Amen. Death came soon. All hope gone. Hallelujah. When Jesus leaves your home, hallelujah, trouble comes in. Death comes in. And what? All hope gone. That is why keep Jesus in your boat. Let Jesus be the, oh God, be the pilot of your house. Be the sailor in there. Invite him on any matter. Let him be the center of your, oh God, that, oh God, that bring your hope together. Don't put it on man idea, on your father idea, your tribe idea. It will not hold the water in time of challenges. Yeah, this is the way my father is behaving. Is it godly? Is it according to the word? This is the way my mother used to behave. And you are copying that. You are yet to enter into the holiness of holy. Because when the problem comes, who are you going to call upon? And this came. And when Jesus asked that, oh, Lazarus, your friend has died. He said, oh, he's sleeping. He said, let's go and wake him. And the people said, what do you mean? Somebody died. He said, you go and wake him. I don't understand the language of this man. He said, let me tell you in a plain language that you understand. Because Christians don't die. Christians only want sleep. But they have not got more knowledge of God's word. He said, now let me tell you in plain language. Don't be confused. So that I want you to be in the symphony together. So that when we get there, you see supernatural. He said, truly, truly, with your understanding, he has died. Let's go now and wake him. So they have that one at the back of your heart. That one is sleeping. And now he's dead. To prove their what? Oh, their doubt. So that they no longer doubt him. For their own understanding. At times you want to do anything. I involve the pastor. And pastor said, the way you are very, oh God, aspire, you want to be a doctor. God bless you, God. That's your friend. Do. God be with you. If you are the sons of God or daughter of God, you will learn a big lesson. And you will cry back. Pastor, if I told you now, if I told you, God will help you. Let us pray. You learn a big lesson here. But we are not going, So that lesson you learn, oh God, you will share the testimony to others. That is good to be what? Obedient sons and daughters of God. Amen. This man was their pastor. He was God representative to them. They realize him. They know him. And they know this is a representative of God. And this is a representative of the hour. And God has helped this woman. This very girl called Martha. Because when Jesus Christ came into their house, Martha was trying to take care of the master, while Mary was sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus and learning the word of God. Oh, Martha was diligently. Well, oh, Master, look at Mary. Why can't you ask her to come and join me in watching this, in doing that? He said, Master, maybe I've gotten one thing. One thing needful. But this time around, through that situation, God is a step of our faith. And God, Jesus Christ, has taught them about the resurrection and life. That is the resurrection and the life. That is why when you come in, there is nothing the five who can give you, is nothing but the word. We are commissioned to do that. We preach it without God. Jehovah God, may God help us. Without compromising. In season and out of season. Whether it caught my house, it caught me, it must be word of God. Anytime, any day. What it needs from us is quick repentance. No wonder the prophet said in the message, Samaritan church, is there for you to get favor from God? Hallelujah. Is there is quick repentance? It's quick repentance. But Mary, Martha, has learned that lesson. He went further to study. He has heard about Shunammite woman. He has read about Shunammite woman. And this Shunammite woman, oh God, was a kind woman. She was a godly woman. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, you can read that for your consumption. Hallelujah. For your consumption, you can do that. Hallelujah. Amen. And before that, there was a woman. In that 2 Kings, chapter 4, a widow woman, a wife of the prophet, a son to the prophet. And this very woman, something happened in her life. The husband has died. And this husband was a faithful servant to the king, to the prophet. He said, what has happened? Oh, a creditor has come to come and take my two sons because I don't have money to pay back. How we need to have confidence in the God representative. How we need to have confidence in your pastor. Hallelujah. The prophet said, have confidence in the person you are dealing with, which is your pastor. He said, coach. He said, you must have confidence in him. And you are dealing with him. That's your pastor. Hallelujah. And the prophet said in the message, the sermon of the Spirit, he said, the New Testament prophets, he said, they are the preachers. Hallelujah. They are the ones, preachers. We thank God for them, prophets. For our prophets. Amen. And this woman knows where to go. Because God is Elisha. Have confidence in your pastor. Yeah, why do you know? Why would I need to go and meet pastor? Why would I need to meet? You have to meet him on some matters. That you know, how can I do it? Let me consult him. Because, oh God, I have confidence. With your confidence in him, God will, oh God, God will anoint him to see something that will bring an answer to it. He may not have gone in your profession. In your profession, he may not even know. He may not be a scientist. He doesn't need that. He only needs inspiration of God. It's not education. Education is far from God. Evil is an enemy. He will just tell you, bro, do like this. God will be with you. Just go with prayer. God of Malachi will go before you. You will present that paper. And you will be given your professorship. No more than that. And you go there. And they are sitting down. In the Senate. Let's look at this paper. Let's see what he has done so far. And the parent that was even afraid of this one is a tiger. He will be the one. Pass this man. Let him have a professorship. Please. And they know. Yes, man. Yes. Because they know who the person is. Simple instruction. Hallelujah. But this man has recognized it. That's why when you are asking you to build confidence in God's word, hallelujah, it's not of God, it's for yourself. It's not that you are trying to, oh God, to change your faith. Brother, give me 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the last verse. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, the last verse. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but our helpers. Your pastor is your helper of your joy. For by faith, yes, stand. Which faith demanded of your day? And the prayer came to tell us in the revelation of Jesus Christ, he said, I am brother in the faith. We are not your bosses, but we are your instructor in the word. And we say those things, yeah, they say, Pastor. No. It's to build confidence. So that things can go better for you. It can be well for the pastor. If it well for you, it's well for the pastor. There, Nina, yes. Hallelujah. If he pray for you, you are looking for something, he pray for you, he's there, he's blessed. Something will be good for you, and will also be good for him too. And this woman, he realized this man of God. He said, see, the devil of God, I am holy. But what do you have? He said, I only have what? Oil. Oh, yeah. Okay, what you are going to do is this. He looked for me. I need money. And that time when you cannot pay, it is your children you are going to use to serve. A widow. You know, look at how she will see. She went to go and consult the servant of God. Have confidence in God, in your ministry, in your pastor. Have confidence in your what? Pastor. Have confidence in your minister, in their preaching. Because if you don't have confidence in them, their preaching cannot help you. Then now you say, who will preach today? One you see is Brother Edeko. He's not there. You meet the target of your blessing that day. You have come because of that brother. Instead of God, I want to see God. I want to see God in the preaching. I want to see God. Whether he caught me, whether he slayed me, I want to see God. Have confidence in them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, this man have confidence in the servant of God, in the God representative. And he went there and said, go and borrow. Borrow from everywhere. As many your leg and reach from your neighbor. Borrow, bro. Sister, what do you want to use this drop? Just me, don't worry. I want to use for something. It's too much. You want to collect all the poor in the neighborhood? Just borrow me. I will return back. He said, what am I going to do? You shut the door. We thought, you was following the divine instructions. Oh, when we follow divine instructions, we will see divine blessings. She was following it systematically. Hallelujah. Because of God is on the scene. Hallelujah. Oh, and he shot. And he take the oil. And begin to pour. On the children. Children, is there no more? He said, there's nothing again. Okay. And the oasis starts. And what did he do? He's not being conventional. He's not being smart, too smart. He went to God and meet the servant of God. I have done that too. Indeed, there's a plenty. All the boy in my house is filled up. Now, what you're going to do is this. Go and sell it. Go and sell it and pay your debts and use it. Hallelujah. That is what, when you have confidence in the person you are dealing with, that is the benefit you'll be enjoying. That is why we are the servant of God, we must be confident in God's word. God's word will bring you to respect me. Not me, I will be commanding it. No. It is God's word that proved the servant of God. The signs and wonder. What proved Joshua? Is that how we show? Hallelujah. That river, Jordan, it was full to the breeze. In the month of April. Oh, is that I want to show that they will know that indeed you have the calling of God. They are thinking, how can it be April? How can we cross this? He said, God said, this is the time I want to do that. Oh, yeah, carry the ark of the Lord, which is the word of God. And let I carry it as a march. Hallelujah. The water of God, a march, and the water was departing. God communicated. That's why a servant of God, oh, ask me to come and respect me. God in his life will call for it. We need to be God's word. And God will be vindicating our ministries. Hallelujah. No. Once you know your calling, hallelujah, God will speak for you. When you are begging for people that you don't know what you are doing, you are yet to get your calling. Hallelujah. Oh man, oh, he recognized that and he went back. When your pastor prayed for you, or matter, and things come, go and meet the pastor. God has done it though. I have gotten that promotion though. That to pray for the other time. Oh, praise God. Pastor, this is your take. Yes. Yes, sir. Amen. I'm not saying fallacy. Yes, I can give it to you in the Bible. Yes. Amen. We are not like people what you are watching on media. He said, don't pay tithe. Tithe is a gimmick. Where is the tithe? Yeah, gimmick. There's that. Oh, they, oh God. And they misquote the scripture. Say, God wants the cheerful giver. They know that ten is very small. It's very small. And somebody, I collect two offerings. One for administration, one for this thief, robber. Yes, they are robber. You are laughing. I'm telling you the word. When Jesus Christ was coming, when that man was descending from Jericho, from Jerusalem, descending to Jericho, from Jerusalem descending to Jericho, the thief met him and beat him. The prophet, they are robber. Sabah, they are robbers. Robber. We believe in tithes. Shevel giver is another word, quote. It's another scripture. They are not together. They are separate entities. So don't be passionate about that one. Because everybody, YouTube, everything, you are there. And whatever you watch, whatever you hear, has a lot of influence in your life. So when we come to the church, when we have read that, we come and balance you up with God's word. We are not coming here to be worshipped. We come here to lift your faith towards God. And this man said, so it cannot be possible. I want to go to seminar. I want seminar. God, Pastor, I'm looking for seminar now. I want seminar. And God grant the prayer. I go to seminar. Pastor, I don't bring something from seminar. This is a new church for you, Pastor. And you are saying your love to minister to us. Please just take this token. That is love. They are to pray for you. Remember you in prayer. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? I'm preaching the word of God. I don't say because of that, come and give me something. Yes. No. I am preaching. That is just me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've seen somebody that come and say, please, you want to send something? I say, please. And I don't have nothing at all. He said, please, let me just send it to children. Please, let me send it. No, because you are calling when you begin to get it. No. It's your calling. Oh, God, may God help us. When God calls you, will feed you. Hallelujah. I am not preaching for that. Please, get that on code, please. I am preaching God's word. So that it can be, when you do that, there is a blessing. If you do that for your pastor, the Marriott, when he wears it, he'll be happy. I think this one is good. That's good. May God bless that sister. May God bless that brother. It's a good thing. And when you do a good thing, there's a blessing that will follow it. The Bible says you will reap whatever you sow. It's a quote. It's a Bible quote. You have sowed it. Therefore, there must be a blessing to it. Amen. So he recognized that. And after that, she went back to go and meet the prophet to tell her and they carry out the commission. And as we go, and this Shunammite woman, oh, she has seen the servant of God Elisha going up and down. He said, this is a man of God. Oh God, I need to help him. He has been passing this place. Let me give her water. And after that, this water is not even sufficient. Why can't I make a chamber where he can rest and then continue his journey? And he told the pastor, the husband, there's no problem. That's why. Brother, you must think right. No, you cannot do that. You can't. You must be careful. He said, there is nothing. I approve it. Go and do. And they did that. Any favor you do to somebody, or goodness you do to somebody, you are indirectly doing for yourself. Because what comes around, Abby? Goes around. And that one, don't do that in a kindness act. Not expecting any reward. Oh, but after that, oh, this woman has been so kind. What is her needs? Get out the grass. Oh, God. He said, no, I don't need any money. I am within my people. Can I go and meet the king? Oh, for this. Oh, captain. Oh, general for this. He said, no, I am within. I am satisfied with what I have. But they noticed something. There is no baby in this house. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, by this time next year, a myriad. A myriad. When your pastor is happy, he will pronounce blessing upon your life. He said, when the pastor is happy, the church is happy, and God is happy. Total deliverance. So, and after that, he said, oh man, he said, now, by this time next year, you will have a son. He said, I know you are a servant of God. You don't lie. That's why servants of God must be careful. We don't talk anyhow. We don't talk anyhow. Don't talk anyhow. They are honorable men. Pastor is honorable man. The Bible told them, the officers, he said they are honorable people. Yes, that's what Paul said. Peter said. He said, choose honorable men among you. So, officers, realize your position. That you are honorable men. How much more servant of God? Honorable men. More honorable. Hallelujah. Oh man. And this man said, oh, yeah, by this time next year. And they eventually had the baby. Oh my, the baby has all gone. Growing, advancing there. And one day, the father took out of the farm. And it was a son's crow. And this boy had been headache. Before you know, they rush him to the hospital. They rush him home. Everywhere, here and there, because they are wedding. At the end of the day, the boy died. Oh, the father got to the neighborhood. What is all this? And the mother says, please, just give me one servant. I need a house. Oh, please, study me on us. I want to meet that servant of God. That man of God that I have confidence in. Amen. He said, study me. And as they are going, man. Oh, God. And the woman get that baby. And put her on the bed of the servant of God. And shut the door. And as was going, so Elijah said, oh, what is happening? What happened to this woman? The wedding is coming. Oh, so he said, go ask the girl, ask. I said, no, I want to see the master. That is the person I have confidence in. Hallelujah. And immediately, oh, he told her a story. Oh, he said, oh, man, what a man. Ah, I said, what is happening? He said, take my stuff. He said, I will not go with you. I will not move with Gehazi's staff. I will move with you. Hallelujah. I will go with you. If you don't go, I'm not leaving this place. Because I have confidence in you. You are the servant of God. Whatever you say, God will honor it. Ah! Elijah said, what is this? Hey, this is a challenge. The challenge has come. And they bothered with nothing happened. He there and he went there. And God was not showing his servant everything. He was moving up and down. That was what? Nothing. What happened? He said, oh, what will I do now? He was going up and down. Up and down. He got inspired. He prayed God, the servant of God. He lays a body upon the ball, upon the life. And the boy sneezed all several times. And he gave the dead baby, or the live baby, to the woman. Hallelujah. Oh, Martha has read that. Now, when Jesus came and they heard that Jesus is around, oh man, she was happy. He said, Master, he said, come, adding being you have been here, my brother will not have died. Look at our faith has been stepped up. It's no longer dilly-dally. Since when you have gotten the message of your day, where is your faith? Where is your faith? But this woman, and was telling the master, say, Master, I didn't mean you are here. Oh, God, our brother would not have died. Oh, all of us gone. Oh, dead have struck. Oh, but she still have the right mental attitude. After I pay my tithe, I have done this for the church. I am the one that built this. I help the pastor, even in the car, in this, falling in his house. I am the one. Now they cannot know. Bad attitude. She said, I didn't mean you have been here, Master. Our look at the right mental attitude. And he said, because of that, hallelujah, because of that, do you know I am the resurrection and the life? He said, I know. I have been taught that. He said, even now. The Lord said, even now. I am not talking about general resurrection. I am talking about now. I am talking about present things. Because I am over. I am the great I am that I am. I can do anything at any time. As the please me. Nobody can question me. He said, where is it? He said, this was purposely done for the glory of God. So something you are passing through your life is for the glory of God. So that, oh God, God will take it to the hall of faith from all of creatures. Hallelujah. Even now. Even now. Is that even now? Is that your brother will comfort? Your brother will comfort. Even now. The challenges you have. And then even now there is a solution. Because God of solution is around you. He is very close to you. What you need to do is to speak with him. Talk to him. And supernatural will take place. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. And he said, man, what is happening? He said, even now, let me go to that place. And Jesus went. And after that went, hallelujah. He said, where is that? He said, oh God. He said, thank God for this time. What happened? He said, go and roll it. Roll the stone. Loosing. You are loose from every challenges that is combating your life. You are set free. The is the Lord has set free. He is free indeed. And then you are free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is that loosing? Because they are bind. They are bind in. The faith of matter. Hallelujah. Have confidence in God, in his pastor. Hallelujah. Bring Lazarus to over life back. If thou can believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh man. As an evil now, there was a sister. Sister Weber. Oh man. The prophet has told her that, oh God, you are going to die. The angel of the dead, go and meet her. That is going to die. Oh God, and she was in on this sick bed. And oh God, she was talking. Somebody was saying, oh, Abraham is fake. And in her right on her sick bed, he said, I cannot sit down here. And as you saying that, because this man, he lives around my place. Oh God, I have respect for him. He's a servant of God. Oh, and the angel of the Lord. And he went to Branham. When he was done, he said, and his table, he said, go and tell Weber. He's going to speak in the congregation tonight. When you have respect for God, God will honor your prayer. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Even now, where is Elisha? Auntie Jemima shall be looking for a baby for a while. And she finally got one. He said, if this baby can give me, I will raise it himself, the Lord. But one day, Sunday, he moved with wrong people. He got a venereal disease. Oh, he's only one. And this man was dying and was praying. Oh, God, and a bishop. He said, where he read about that woman? Oh, she said, where is my Elijah too? Oh, God, she put her pill and said, in that condition, you in your condition that are passing through, put yourself in the scripture. And what God did that time, he will do it today. What he do for others, he will do for you. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh God, he said, where is my Elijah? And he went up to, and the brother prophet was to go to, was going to go to Colorado. Yes, Colorado was going to go. And the plane, oh God, the prayer of a saint can move man, he moved mountain, not he can, he moved mountain. A righteous prayer, a fervent prayer, move mountain, what miracles. And he prayed. He stopped, oh God. He make, oh God, take me, oh God, some little faults that is not, is untraceable. Happen to the, oh God, to the plane. And say we cannot continue. Because of a saint that was putting herself in the shoe of what God has done. In the day gone by. If he did it then, he can do your own. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh man, she understood that. He said, where is my Elijah? And that place stopped. And the prophet was just going. He said, where do I want to go now? I don't know. He was just walking. He was just walking. And he saw, he said, servant of God, my Elijah pastor. He said, oh man, that's me. He said, you are welcome. He said, where is your car? He said, this is my car. Because I saw this. This is the color. He said, please, can you enter? This is what has happened. My baby. He said, please. And the prophet looked at the environment. Oh God, he said, this is a praying out woman. Hallelujah. No wonder I could stop a plane. So one miracle can take place. Hallelujah. And then your prayer will move mountains. Your prayer will change your life. Will change the life of your children. Will even change your fortune. If you can believe in your prayer, believe in your prayer. You have to believe in your prayer. Believe in your prayer. And you will see supernatural. And what happened? She believed in her prayer. And her prayer stopped what? Plane. And brought the plane down. Do you know what plane is? Do you know what plane is? Do you think plane is a car? It's big. But the prayer of a saint like you, a man, a woman like you, a life partner like you, brought that plane down. When the plane brought down, I said, pray first. And Jemima, oh God, the boy has not been eating. And she prayed. Oh, there, oh, you can see this is a praying answer. After that, the prophet prayed. And the boy has not been eating for a while. She stood up and began to eat to the glory of God. That is what our God can do, even now. Not tomorrow. I am talking about now. It's beside you. That matter, that situation, call him on the scene. And you will see supernatural taking place in your life. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh God, that was a woman. That is a sister. A brother said in the morning. They have been traveling God for baby. I just see a test. He said, oh God, this is our birthday anniversary. Oh God, please remember us in prayer. That God should visit my wife. I don't know. I just pray. I just leave it like that. I brought water. God bless. I don't even go to that. Not recently. This year. No. Last year. 12 years. Last year, it should be 13 years. The sister has conceived. To the glory of God. She is a nurse, so don't tell me it's not a fact. She is a nurse. She knows what it is. So she knows what to use. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. But right now, hallelujah, our sister is conceived. And we are waiting for the manifestation. What God has begun in her, what will bring to pass. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. That is what we are talking about. Even now. A brother, 4 years. I don't know. I just feel that I touch. Hallelujah. Oh God. At the eve of the night. Hallelujah. The brother got baby. 4 years. 6 years, right? 6 years. I was just going on that same mission. The brother just called me. Something happened. How can this brother be helped to these things? I just go on my way.
And the brother called me. He said, oh, brother, rejoice with us. My wife has given birth to a bouncy baby girl. Hallelujah. And this year, if God is doing it now, even now, he can do your own. Our God is same yesterday, today, and forever. Go to the Lord in prayer. Even now, whatever you want, it will follow your life. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Don't have the right mental attitude towards God's word, and you will see supernatural. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. Holy belief. Oh. Why you go to the Lord in prayer? All things possible, holy belief. Holy belief. You can do it now, even now. Oh, holy belief. He's very close to you. Oh, things are possible. Oh, baby, there was a sister. Even it has been a challenge. She has been tortured just because he was unable to pass. Even God, you remember her, and you honor her faith, oh Lord. And to the glory of God, you are doing fine. If you can do it then, you can do it right now. Even now. Evil me. You can do it now. If thou can believe, you will see the glory of God. Even now, you can perform that wonder. We believe in the testimonies. Oh, my noble God, put me to your God. I was in the God's state of deliverance. Oh, fasting and praying, not in comfort, but in my lower state. Oh, where I submit application, I was remembered. Even now, if you did it there, you can do it for others. Oh, even now, he can do it for you. Even now, I challenge your faith this morning, evening. Jesus, on the mailer, tell him what you want. Jesus, on the mailer, tell him what you want. Jesus, on the mailer, Father, as the heritage of God, as the congregation of the believer, are whispering to your ear what you did there, oh God. And you bring a, oh God, a dead person to life, oh God. And you bring Heavenly Father, oh Lord, a poor person, and you make him a richer person. Oh, you met somebody that has been looking for a job, and he's remembered. Somebody who's going to be looking for a baby, and you give him fruit of the womb. Heavenly Father, as they are whispering your hearing, according to their desire, even now, God of whatever brother, oh God, do it today in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Go in their minds and testify to the glory of God, to the edification of the message of this hour and in this place, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is well with you. Only believe. All this are possible. Amen. Amen. Oh. Let's sing this song as we stand. What he done for others, he did for you. Thank you.
Christ. Father, we cannot thank you enough. We cannot appreciate you enough for the great and mighty things that you have done throughout this meeting called in simplicity. By the re-echoing of your word, thank you for baptizing souls with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for refilling those already filled. Thank you for healing the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for bringing deliverance to the oppressed. Thank you for setting the captives free. We are very grateful unto you. Another week, Father, has begun in earnest. We ask that you be with your students, both students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives, travelers by land, by sea, by air. Be with your people to their respective destinations. And the purpose of all journeys be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you, Father. The blessings we have received from these meetings, may they be permanent in our lives. We want to thank you for your servant that you have come, but to make use of in our midst, you replenish him, O God. As he had to travel back on the byway or on the highway, take him back home safely, but he had people with his family and the entire bride over there. Thank you, Father. Your servant brother, Sam, that traveled to Ife, bring him back safely. Be with Brother Joshua and Brother Femi. Bring them back safely, Lord. Thank you, Father. May the entire week be loaded with your blessings. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. We ask them all with all faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Samson, thank you, Brother Ajay, thank you for coming. Greet your pastor for all, Brother Samson. May the Lord grant you joining mercies. Praise be to God. Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Heaven can't be that way.